As we begin this new year, and this is the first, of course, Saturday of the new year, it's a wonderful time to make resolutions. And one of the resolutions that we could make is to be faithful to Our Lady's request to fulfill the 5 first Saturday devotions. Our Lady told Lucia at Fatima, "Jesus wishes to use you to have me acknowledged and loved. He wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." And then she said on July the 13th, after the vision of hell, she said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wants to establish throughout the world the devotion to my Immaculate Heart. Heaven has given us a key which will help us to most surely reach heaven, the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary." In 1925, Lucia was a postulant with the Dorothean Sisters in Spain. And Our Lady appeared to her on December 10th with the child Jesus at her side. And the Most Holy Virgin rested her hand on her shoulder and showed Lucia her heart encircled by thorns. So Our Lady's heart was encircled by thorns, piercing it. And the child Jesus said, "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment. And there is none to make an act of reparation to remove them." The child Jesus was saying, there is no one to remove the thorns from Our Lady's hearts. No one who is willing to make reparation to remove these thorns from Our Lady's heart. Then the Most Holy Virgin said, "Look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation all those who fulfill the 5 consecutive first Saturdays." So, as if Our Lady has to entice us to help her to be consoled, to remove these thorns. Our Lady has to bribe us, which is sad. We as her children should be eager to pull these thorns from Our Lady by making voluntary acts of reparation. But Our Lady has interceded with her Son for a devotion by which we will console her and by which we will remove these thorns from our mother's hearts. So, first, before I get into the devotion, why 5 first Saturdays? To cover each of the 5 principal blasphemies against Our Lady. One Saturday for each of the blasphemies against Our Lady. The first blasphemy is against the Immaculate Conception. Our Lady is conceived without sin, free from sin, from the moment of conception. And by the way, if you don't think people are blaspheming Mary, you're either not in touch with reality or unfortunately misguided. Because unfortunately, sometimes by accident, in searching for things on the internet, I see terrible mockeries of Our Lady. Terrible, terrible photographs, words, mocking our Blessed Mother. Terrible. It's demonic. The attack against Our Lady. So be assured that Our Lady is being greatly offended. And our God is being offended because it's His Mother. It's God's Mother. So, each first Saturday, each month, is to make reparation for a particular blasphemy. So, 1 month is to make reparation for the offenses, blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception. 1 month is for blasphemies against her virginity. Our Lady was a virgin before, during, and after the birth of her son. Perpetual virginity. Many non-Catholics attack Our Lady's perpetual virginity. They say Our Lady was not a virgin. She was a virgin when she gave birth to Jesus, but not after she gave birth to Jesus. And there are many others. In New Zealand, there was a couple, for the past two or three years in New Zealand, there was a billboard in a city mocking Our Lady's virginity. It's horrendous what they put on a billboard. It's horrendous what they put. And you know what? I have to wonder if that earthquake in Christchurch was a punishment for the blasphemies against the Mother of God, because they were mocking Our Lady's virginity specifically. So 1 month to make reparation for her Immaculate Conception, 1 month to make reparation for blasphemies against her virginity, 1 month to make reparation for blasphemies against her divine maternity, that she is the Mother of God, and in refusing at the same time to recognizing her as the Mother of Men. So it's for those blasphemies that you, against her being the Mother of God and our Mother. And the fourth month is reparation for blasphemies of those who publicly seek to sow in hearts of children indifference or scorn or even hatred of our Blessed Mother. There are people who mislead children, mislead youths to be indifferent, to scorn, or to mock Our Lady. This pierces Our Lady's heart. So 1 month is for that. And the fifth month is the offenses of those who outrage her directly in her holy images. Here, my daughter, is the reason why she said she's asking for a devotion. It's also for the offenses of those who outrage her directly in her holy images. People do terrible things to paintings, statues, images of our Blessed Mother, and great blasphemies against our Blessed Mother on the internet with images of her. Terrible, terrible blasphemies. So this is what this devotion is supposed to make reparation for. 1 month is for each of these blasphemies. And it's so important that we console Our Lady and we console her son. By doing this devotion, which is to be a remedy to the evil in the world and a safeguard to heaven. Now, Our Lady promised to assist at the moment of death anyone who does this devotion. This is an easy way to heaven. She's promised the graces necessary for salvation for those who do this devotion. That is a very big promise. That if you do these five Holy Communions, these five First Saturdays of reparation, what does Our Lady give you in return? Eternal salvation, heaven. I mean, it's what we're really required to do, and what we're getting in return is incredible. It's so little actually that we're being asked to do, and we're being promised heaven. It's a promise of eternal salvation. The grace is necessary for salvation, and it's for anyone who does this devotion. So this is a very unique devotion. It's one of the few devotions that promises the assurance of heaven, final perseverance, the grace to reach heaven. And so it's so simple as well. So what is required for these five consecutive First Saturdays? That on each Saturday of the month, I go to confession. If I'm not able to go to confession on the day, I can go to confession before or after, but I must go to confession And then with each of these, we need to make the resolution or the intention that this is to make reparation to the offenses of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If we forget it, Our Lady, I'm sure, will still accept it. But just remember, the intention is to make reparation to the offenses, the blasphemies against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I go to confession for my sins. I receive Holy Communion with devotion. I recite 5 decades of the Rosary. And most of these we do actually here on the Day with Mary. The confessions available, Holy Communion during Mass, and reciting the Rosary. Now, the one that is also necessary to receive the promise is that we must, for 15 minutes, keep Our Lady company while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. What does this mean? That for 15 minutes, I reflect upon one or a few of the mysteries. I could reflect upon the first joyful mystery, or I can reflect upon each of the joyful mysteries. It doesn't stipulate which mysteries we reflect upon. What we must do is, for 15 minutes, reflect upon, meditate upon the mystery of the Rosary, such as the Annunciation. I'm thinking of how God chose Mary to be His mother, how God waited for Mary's response, that only when Mary said yes, the greatest act happened. God became man in her. God entered her. God became the incarnation. God became man. And then the meditations themselves don't have to be complex or difficult, but simple meditations. And we can use scripture to assist us as well, or other little things. But the point is that we think about the mystery, we reflect about the mystery, we reflect about Our Lady's virtues, we reflect about how Our Lady and her son's lives were interwoven as one, and the fruit that's produced from that mystery. Mary said yes to God. She was obedient to God. She did not refuse God anything. Mary inspires me. I want to imitate her to say yes to God at all times. I want to imitate her in being obedient to God. And then we see the Visitation. Mary goes to her cousin Elizabeth to assist her for 3 months. Mary reminds me of charity, the charity that I must practice, that Mary brought Jesus to that home. And what happened when Our Lady's voice was heard by Elizabeth? The child leapt in her womb. John was confirmed in grace. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Elizabeth said, "Who am I to receive the mother of my Lord?" She was calling Mary the mother of God. And then we just reflect in this way for 15 minutes. We can ask Our Lady to assist us if we find it difficult. What's important is that we try to have silence. We try to cut off distractions. And just for these 15 minutes, choose a mystery or a few mysteries and ponder them in our heart. Reflect upon them. We find this difficult perhaps because we live in a very a culture which is very much always being presented with distractions from videos or film or television or music. And so modern man has often found it difficult to meditate. And it requires that we silence our heart, we silence our soul, and we begin to ponder over these mysteries of our faith. And we can ask also our guardian angel to assist us. So this is the simple request of Our Lady. These 5 first Saturdays of reparation. And this is so important that we make reparation. First, because Jesus and His mother asked us to make reparation. They're asking us to make reparation. With so much hatred, so much venom is being poured upon Jesus and Mary, we are to console them. When so many hearts are rejecting the love of this mother and rejecting her as the mother of God, we're consoling Mary, we're consoling Jesus by this simple devotion. And so we see how important it is that we are to be faithful to this devotion and make an effort to fulfill this devotion when so many hearts are hardened and embittered against our religion and our Blessed Mother, that we at least console her and bring her some consolation as her children in removing these thorns from her heart. It also requires for us to truly make an effort to do this consecutively for 5 months. And again, what Our Lady promised for these 5 months far outweighs the work that is involved. She promised the graces necessary for salvation. We have to remember that. She's giving us a great promise. I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation, those who fulfill this devotion. So it's stupendous what is being offered to us, an easy, sure plan to reach heaven. It's like a easy pass or a free ticket to heaven. And anybody can do this devotion, anybody can fulfill the requirements. And we want to do it because God is asking us to do it. She is our mother too, and we love Our Lady. We should be hurt that so many people are hurting her, and we should want to console Our Lady and to give her some sign of our love by fulfilling this devotion. Of course, confession means we sincerely repent from our sins, and we strive to turn away from sin and try to avoid sin in the future and so forth. But again, Our Lady, when she appeared at Fatima, she said these words: Jesus wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. He wishes to have me acknowledged and loved. And Our Lady, after the vision of hell, said these same words: You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wants to establish throughout the world the devotion to my Immaculate Heart. This is the devotion that God is asking for. It's this devotion, the five first Saturdays. It's this devotion specifically which is to be a remedy against the forces of evil and to make reparation and to bring about the conversion of Russia and all those countries that have fallen into communism and the rejection of God and the rejection of all that is holy and sacred. When little Jacinta saw Lucia for the last time, she said these words, these were the last words that Lucia said to, Jacinta said to Lucia, "It won't be long before I go to heaven. You, Lucia, will remain on earth to spread the news that our Lord wants the whole world to have devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Jesus wants the whole world to have devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. When you have to speak, don't hide yourself. Tell the whole world that God wants to grant his graces through the mediation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that we must not hesitate to ask them through her, that the heart of Jesus wants to be venerated along with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that men must ask the Immaculate Heart for peace because God has confided it to her. If only I could put into all hearts what I feel here within me, what makes me love the hearts of Jesus and Mary so." And so let us make this resolution for this new year. Let us make this resolution for the new year to truly strive to fulfill these five first Saturdays for five consecutive months, to fulfill what our Lord and our Lady have asked for, that Jesus has said, "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment. There is none to make an act of reparation to remove them. Let us make the act of reparation beginning today by striving to fulfill these five first Saturdays and to atone for these blasphemies against the heart of the Mother of God and our Mother." And so beautifully Our Lady gives us this gift in fulfilling this devotion, the graces necessary for salvation. We need to really meditate what that means. This is something great. This is something stupendous. For this little devotion, Our Lady is promising heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.